KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
National Treasury says there'll be no bailouts for struggling state-owned enterprises, but there will be accountability. Director General Duncan Peter says his Treasury is sticking to its fiscal strategy despite having to modify the budget. He says while no new funding will be allocated, Peter says confirmed that audits will be launched to root out ghost employees as part of efforts to cut waste and save costs. He was addressing Parliament's Finance and Appropriation Committees yesterday.
Some of the new spending reviews are complete, like the work on active labour market programmes and public employment, and that we will be tabling to Cabinet and elsewhere soon. And some of it has just started, the work around conditional grants review in infrastructure and the ghost worker audit.
Education MEC Sipho Hlomuka says his department's working closely with law enforcement teams to ensure that the man linked to several rapes at a school in Nkandla remains behind bars. The 28-year-old was rearrested on Thursday after escaping from police custody in Marion Hill early in the week. He's facing charges in several rape cases involving pupils at Bizimali High. Hlomuka, who visited the school yesterday, says rising crime levels at schools across the country are a serious concern.
We are going to work with police to ensure that the person don't get the blame, because he must deal with these challenges. And we want all the law enforcement agencies to work together.
A man has begun serving a 5-year prison sentence for distributing explicit images featuring superimposed pictures of government officials, including President Cyril Ramaphosa. The images Qebesi Nene made also depicted former Police Minister Becky Qele and former National Police Commissioner Kehla Sithole. Prosecutors say the forged material was made to appear authentic. KZN NPA spokesperson Natasha Ramkisunkara says Nene, who was sentenced at a Maritzburg court yesterday, says he became frustrated allegedly after his complaints about being followed were dismissed by police, including Qele and IPED.
He pleaded guilty to cyber forgery, cyber uttering and disclosing intimate data images. Between September 2022 and May 2023, Nene downloaded images of the complainants. Nene then disseminated these manipulated images.
And the EU's Trade Commissioner says the bloc is ready to defend its interests after Donald Trump threatened to impose a 50% tariff from next month. Moros Sefcovic says a trade deal with the US will be founded on mutual respect and not threats. Trump made the recommendation after claiming talks with Brussels were going nowhere. The move has reignited fears of a trade war. Trump's also hinted at putting charges on non-US-made smartphones. Apple boss Tim Cook started to move iPhone supply chains from China to India to avoid tariffs on goods from Beijing. But the American president says that won't work.
When they build their plant here, there's no tariff. So they're going to be building plants here. But I had an understanding with him that he wouldn't be doing this. He said he's going to India to build plants. I said, that's okay to go to India, but you're not going to sell into here without tariffs.
Recap of our lead story. National Treasury says there'll be no bailouts for struggling state-owned enterprises, but there will be accountability. You've been with the Newswatch team. I'm Natara Nadesan.